Oh, thanks, Gordon. Crystal, thank you. Thanks so much. Well, good evening. Welcome to the quiet Christmas Eve service. That's our second gathering this evening. We had a really wonderful wonderful time together a few hours ago, and we designed this second service to be something in a more contemplative, low-key kind of a way, and that's the way it seems to be. So welcome once again. Dan, Jordan, thank you so much as well. This is the time of year in our northern hemisphere when our earliest human ancestors lit fires and gathered around greenery and observed their rites and ceremonies, when the nights were at their longest, when the air was cold, when the earth appeared to be dead. The greenery reminded them of the persistence of life in the face of seeming death. The light and the warmth of their fires reminded and assured them that in time, light and warmth would return again to the earth, an earth with which they felt a spiritual bond. And then with the coming of the Common Era over 2 millennia ago, the Christian Church took this same time of year to observe and celebrate the birth of their founder, Jesus of Nazareth. And many of the earlier symbols and images of this season became a part of that celebration as well. So we come together tonight to celebrate new life, life that will in time return to our earth, and to celebrate the newness of hope for a time of peace on earth and goodwill to all, for the reign of the power of love, as was told in the stories of the birth of Jesus. So may it be that the candles we light this evening will remind us of the glowing love within the heart. May the carols we sing uplift our spirits, renew our hope, renew our vision. May the special moments we spend with family and friends strengthen the bonds of caring between us and throughout this time tonight and throughout the coming year.